Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A happy Monday, and what a Monday it is here on Send It In, presented by BetMGM, here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We got a great show for you guys coming up over the next 30 minutes. A lot to get to. We had a great weekend. College football, 4-1 in the Pick 5. NFL, we're 3-1 with a play pending tonight that we'll get into here in moments. We got maybe the best college football slate of the year coming up on Saturday. We're going to dive into that all week. We'll start with looking at some of those games today. Also, we'll look ahead to Week 4 in the NFL. Already some lines that I've bet, some games that I've on. We will discuss that. And let's talk a little Major League Baseball later on in the show as well. Final week of the regular season. Detroit Tigers are only one game up in the AL Central. The Mariners are favored to win the American League now. So some very interesting markets in Major League Baseball that we'll dive into later on in the show. But as always, love to hear from you guys. Let me know what you like tonight in the Ravens and Lions game. Let me know what you like in college football, NFL coming up later this week, Major League Baseball. As always, you guys know the deal. Send in your best bets, your questions, your comments, anything you like at the BetMGM Network. We'll get to it throughout the show. And if you guys miss any part of the show today, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast wherever you get your podcast. Glasses in session. Let's get rolling on a Monday. And real quick, before we dive into the Lions-Ravens matchup, my guy Shawnee Sharp is telling me that CeeDee Lamb, according to Ian Rappaport, high ankle sprain, expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks. So big news there for the Dallas Cowboys. CeeDee Lamb looking like he's going to miss a month and a half for Dallas. They got Green Bay upcoming on Sunday night, so not good for Dallas. But as for tonight's game, which should be an awesome one, you guys obviously know who I'm pulling for in the game as a fan. I'll be there tonight. Should be an awesome game. Ravens and Lions, Baltimore favored by 4.5. Total in the game is 53.5. Now, my final play on the PJ Pick 5 was Ravens minus 2.5 in the first half, and I still like it. It's now juiced at minus 130, so definitely shop around, see if you can get a better price on the minus 2.5. But I do like the Ravens in the first 30 minutes. Since Lamar has been in the league, he has been the best quarterback by far against the spread in the first half. And it makes sense, right? I mean, you guys watch all these games. Think about how often the Ravens are up going into halftime, especially in these marquee matchups. That's why they blow so many second half, fourth quarter leads, because they're up a lot of the times in these games. I don't think tonight's going to be any different. I think they're winning by at least 3 points at halftime. I like the fact we're getting that 2.5, so I do like Baltimore first half. Lamar's been unbelievable on Monday Night Football. 22 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 24-2 against the NFC. And as I mentioned last week, John Harbaugh and the Ravens 19-1 straight up in primetime home games before the month of November. So these early season primetime games, Ravens very difficult team to beat at home. So I do like the first half angle tonight. But look, because of how potent Detroit's offense is, you definitely have to worry about the Ravens being up and then the Lions coming back, backdoor cover, maybe win the game. So I don't want to bet anything full game, but I do like the Ravens in the first half. The Ravens could be an interesting money line parlay piece if you want to parlay it with some NFL games upcoming in Week 4, maybe some college football games in Week 5. I just do have this weird feeling, though, that the Ravens could lose tonight, and then they're 1-2. The Chiefs are 1-2 going into their game next week. I kind of have a little anxious feeling, but these are the spots Baltimore tends to roll. Lamar's so good against the NFC, but I do like the Ravens in the first half tonight. Also a great game to bet props because of how great both of these offenses are, because the weather is going to be great tonight. Baltimore, total is 53.5. So three props that I really like. like for tonight's game. The first one is going to be Lamar, his longest pass completion over 38 and a half yards. Now, that's a lot of yards, but when Lamar goes up against the NFC, you guys know, you just can't simulate him, right, because of how unique he is and what a unique talent that he is. And the last time they played Detroit a couple years ago, Lamar was killing them with explosive pass plays. And it can be a deep bomb, or it can just be, you know, a dump-off pass or a play to Zay Flowers or Bateman, and they run for 50, 60 yards, whatever it may be. Hopkins has obviously been a great deep threat for the Ravens these first couple weeks. But Lamar against these NFC teams tends to have some big pass plays, so I like the longest completion for him. And then I also like Derrick Henry's longest rush, over 18 and a half yards as well. I think Lamar's going to have an explosive pass play tonight, and I think Derrick is going to have a big run as well, over 18 and a half rushing yards. The Ravens, you got to pick and choose your spots when you bet Derrick Henry props. When they go up against divisional opponents, especially earlier in the season like they did last week against Cleveland, you don't want to bet Derrick in those games. But in these kind of games, primetime matchups, NFC teams, this is when they lean on the king. So I would look at Henry props tonight, but my favorite one's going to be that longest rush, over 18 and a half yards. And then a prop I like on the Lions side, Jahmyr Gibbs, over 25 and a half receiving yards at minus 118. Against the Ravens, because they don't really give up anything deep, Kyle Hamilton, Malachi Stark, so good on the back end, really preventing any big plays. You really have to dink and dunk most of the time against the Ravens. And Gibbs, obviously a top receiving back in the NFL. So over 25 and a half receiving yards for him, especially if the Lions are trailing in the first half, have to play a little catch up. Gibbs out on the field much more than Montgomery as a receiver. I like his over 25 and a half receiving yards. Some anytime touchdown scores I would look at tonight: Sam Laporta plus 220, and then Rashad Bateman plus 230 and first touchdown 16-1. Those are the touchdown scores that I would look for tonight in Ravens and Lions. All right, real quick, let's tell you guys about a promo that hear from our friends at BetMGM. It's Pro Football Same Game Parlay Boost Token. And if you've thought out the parlay, now boost it. Use this boost token on any Pro Football Same Game Parlay and grab a bigger payout if you win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly. All right, you guys, let's get into some Week 5 college football and Week 4 NFL games. I got three in each. Let's start with college. Utah State plus 22 and a half against Vanderbilt. I bet that this morning. I like the Aggies quite a bit in this matchup against Vandy. I think this is going to be a letdown for Vanderbilt, okay? So think about the last three weeks for Vandy, right? You go on the road to Virginia Tech, a team that you upset last year. Difficult environment, night game in Blacksburg. You get up for that one, and they roll them. Then you go on the road and you play South Carolina. Difficult environment. Both teams had high expectations coming into the year. Vanderbilt kills them. Last week, they played Georgia State, a team that upset them last year. Vanderbilt hung 70 on Georgia State last week. Do you think they wanted to run up the score on Georgia State? And then next week, Vanderbilt has Bama. And we all know what happened in that game last year. So Vandy definitely looking ahead. They want another shot, this time going into Tuscaloosa and try to upset Bama again. And standing in between all that is this matchup against Utah State, who, oh, by the way, has already played an SEC team this year. They went to College Station. They lost by 22 to Texas A&M. That would cover the number for us this week. Bronco Mendenhall is the head coach of Utah State. A lot of you might know that name from his time at BYU, from his time at Virginia. So they have a good coach, and they have a good quarterback in Bryson Barnes as well, who was a Utah quarterback when they had all those injuries a couple years ago. He's been at Utah State the last couple years. Utah State is a capable team, and it just feels like a big letdown for Vandy with the games that they've played, with Bama upcoming. Don't really know what the motivation is for them other than to get out of this game with a win and not many injuries. So I'll take Utah State plus the points against Vanderbilt. I also like Auburn plus 6.5 against Texas A&M. Told you guys I liked Oklahoma last week. We're fortunate to get that cover with the safety at the end. But I like Auburn this week. When I saw Auburn's upcoming schedule at Oklahoma, at Texas A&M, I knew this would be the game that I would bet Auburn. Look, A&M had a great road win at Notre Dame. Super impressive. But after watching Notre Dame again against Purdue, like, how good is Texas A&M? Because Notre Dame, Chris Ash, that defensive coordinator, is terrible. So even though I do think A&M has talent offensively, I think it's a little overblown because I don't think Notre Dame's defense is very good at the moment. Whereas Auburn, the key to the Tigers is all about, can they run the football? We gave out Jackson Arnold under 42.5 rushing yards. He had negative 11. He got sacked 11 times because you can't run on Oklahoma's defense. On Texas A&M, you can, though. They have given up 142 rushing yards so far this season. So this is a good matchup for Auburn. Their defense is solid. They knew going into this two-game stretch against Oklahoma and A&M, they had to get a split in one of these games. I think this is the game to get it. A&M's coming off a bye. They're feeling great. Last time we saw them, they had that crazy win against Notre Dame. Here comes Auburn off of a tough loss, a game they had a chance to win. I think this is a much better matchup for them. I like Auburn plus 6.5. How about Rice and Navy? Let's go to the group of five schools and let's take the under 45.5. So Rice has a new head coach this season, and they run the wishbone, right? They run the triple option. They hardly throw the ball. This season, they've thrown the ball 53 times, and they've ran it 214 already. And Navy, we know what they want to do. They also want to run the football. You guys know all these stats when these military academy teams get together and it's Navy and Army or Army and Air Force, Navy and Air Force. These totals are all in the 30s. And the under always cashes in these games. But because it's Navy and Rice, and it's a first-year head coach, and not many people know that Rice is a triple option type team, I think there is some value on this total. So you're going to get a ton of running in this game. Two teams that prepare against the triple option in defense every single day. If this was Army-Navy, this total would be in the 30s. Navy-Air Force, this total would be in the 30s. Navy-Rice, we're getting 45.5. I'm going under in that matchup. Deadhead 3333, thoughts on the side and total in Army versus East Carolina for Thursday this week. No plays for me yet, Deadhead, on this game. Now, East Carolina's taking a ton of money. They were like a 2.5-point favorite. Now they're all the way up to 5.5. So now that it's up to this, maybe would lean Army in the game. But as of now, nothing for me on that matchup. As for the NFL, three lines that have already jumped out to me for week four coming up. Chargers minus 5.5 against the Giants. So let's think about this. The Chiefs just played last night against the Giants, and Kansas City was a 5.5-point favorite in that game against the Giants. At this point in the season, who do you guys think is the better team, the Chargers or Kansas City? So why are the Chargers laying the same amount of points in this game against the Giants that the Chiefs are? It's a bad spot for LA. They've started the season three straight divisional games. Kansas City, Vegas, and Denver yesterday, coming off a great come-from-behind win, have to travel across the country, get all of that. I think it's built into the line a little bit. But at this point, you guys, I think the Chargers are a good 2.5-3 points better than Kansas City on a neutral. Like, Kansas City, as of right now, does not look good, where the Chargers look very good. And if the Giants are going to continue to roll with Russell Wilson, this is a team I have no interest in betting at all. So it just doesn't really make much sense to me that the Chargers are priced the same as Kansas City. I think anything under 7, good bet with LA. I laid the 5.5. I like the Chargers. Also, give me the Eagles, minus 3 at the Bucs. Condolences to anybody who had the Rams yesterday. That truly was an all-timer. Thankfully, we had no bet on that game, no official bet, but that was brutal. I would bet the Eagles, though, on Sunday against Tampa. Now, this has been a house of horrors for Philadelphia. If there has been one place over the last couple years they have not played well, it has been against the Bucs and in Tampa. And they have had some duds, whether it was the playoff game a couple years ago, whether it was the regular season game last year. The Eagles have never played well in Tampa. If you want to go all the way back to when they played Brady in the playoffs, it's been a bad place for them. But this Bucs team, you guys, just continues to win games that they very easily... I mean, they could easily be 0-3. Yes, they were up big in that game against the Jets yesterday, but then the Jets blocked the field goal. They were up a point with a minute 30 to go. Definitely a game that Tampa could have lost. Mike Evans left the game yesterday with another injury. They just continue to get beaten up by injuries every single week. And the Eagles just find ways to win games. And with that game, the way that game went against the Rams... Yes, they were fortunate to win. They know they were fortunate to win. but they're going to refocus. This is a big game in the NFC and a place that they never play well. I like Philadelphia -3. And then give me the Raiders -110 against the Bears. I love when a game goes exactly like you think it will. And that's exactly how the Bears-Cowboys game went. Nobody wanted the Bears. Everybody was out. Told you guys I liked them to win, and then everybody would be back in, and that's exactly what's happening on this Monday morning. Did you see how good Caleb Williams looked last night? Ben Johnson's definitely the guy in Chicago. Do you see how the schedule lines up for... We're not falling for the trap. The Bears were the play yesterday. That was the spot to back the Bears. Now we go back to fading them, and we're taking the Raiders -110 on the money. Because right now, the Raiders, it's a great buy low opportunity on that. I mean, their past two games against the Chargers and the Commanders, they've looked really, really bad. This is another bad defense that Caleb Williams should be able to put up points against, but it's a nice buy low opportunity on Vegas. I think Pete Carroll's going to have his guys ready. Tough scheduling spot for them. You know, playing against the Chargers on a Monday, short week, going on the road.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Preparing for a different quarterback, and Mariota got that news late in the week that it wasn't going to be Jaden. Now you come back against the Bears, who are feeling great after Ben Johnson gets his first win. I like Raiders money line at -110. All right, let's dive into some college football games. Some of the top 25 games on this insane college football slate that we have upcoming on Saturday. Let's start with a couple games on Friday night. Number 9, Florida State on the road taking Virginia. FSU's a 7.5-point favorite in this game. The total is 57.5. I think initial look, if you just look at the brands of these two schools, Florida State, Virginia, and you saw what FSU did to Bama, and you've seen how they rolled against everybody else, and you're like, they're only laying 7 against Virginia. How is that? That's a little, right? That's a little suspicious. Florida State does have Miami next week, upcoming. There's no way they're not looking ahead to that game. Of course they're looking ahead to that game. That game probably is going to decide who goes to the ACC championship game, potentially. So that is a massive game for Florida State. This is also the first road game for the Seminoles. We're getting to the end of September, and they haven't gone on the road yet this season. And they're going up against a feisty ACC team. Virginia's much improved. Chandler Morris, the SMU transfer, has been playing great at quarterback for them this season. So it would only be dog or nothing for me with Virginia plus the points. It's a bad, tricky spot for Florida State. I'm going to pass on the game, but it would either be Virginia or nothing for me. Number 24, TCU on the road taking on Arizona State. Sun Devils are a 2.5-point favorite. I believe this is the first game this year where we have an unranked team favored over a ranked team. The total is 54.5. I'm going to pass on this game as well. Generally, when you have an unranked team and they're a favorite, you should usually back that team. It's profitable long-term when you back that team. I just kind of think TCU's better, and I think Arizona State is kind of fraudulent, to be honest. I think both quarterbacks are terrific. Sam Levitt, Josh Hoover are awesome. I think TCU's the better team, though, and I think their defense is a little better. I think their offense is a little better. It makes me nervous, though, that ASU is favored in this game. So TCU has already played on the road against North Carolina. They've got some good experience in a hostile environment in a night game, so this won't faze them at all. It's going to be a good game. I'm going to pass, but I probably, if I had to bet the game, I would take TCU, to be honest with you. All right, then looking at Saturday's slate, USC and Illinois. This line has just gotten way out of control. The look ahead was USC -1.5. We're all the way up to 7 now on BetMGM. It's at 7.5 at some spots. If you can grab a 7 or 7.5, I would take Illinois plus the points in this game against USC. Here's my stat of the day for you guys on the USC Trojans since 2013. When they play a road game in the Central or Eastern time zone, right? Since 2013, they are 1-13 straight up and 1-13 against the spread in those games. Their only win came against Purdue a couple weeks ago, and they did not cover the spread in that game. USC is terrible in these spots. They've looked great so far. Their offense looks terrific. Defense maybe a little shaky, but this is, we talked about it all offseason, right? These schools in the Big Ten that have to travel through multiple time zones really struggle. And USC is at the top of the list, and you are getting Illinois off of as bad a performance as any team will have all year in a big game. That was a beatdown from start to finish. They gave up 63 points. Bielma is a good coach. Illinois has a lot of returning production on that roster. They should get up for this game after getting humiliated last week. So you're getting Illinois off the buy low of all buy low spots, and USC is terrible in these situational spots when they go to the Central time zone or Eastern time zone. Now that we're at 7, man, we're getting a key number. I like the Illini plus the points against USC. Notre Dame and Arkansas. This is a tricky game, too. Irish only 6-point favorites on the road in Fayetteville with a total of 64.5. Part of me wants to take a contrarian under in this game. Both offenses are terrific. Both offenses are putting up like 40 a game, and both defenses are awful. So everybody's going to want to bet the over in this game. I just want to see how high it can get. We're at 64.5 right now. Can we get a 66? Can we get a 67? Probably not. But that is something I would keep an eye on, maybe see how high it can go, and maybe bet a contrarian under, because as you guys know, in betting, usually when everybody's on one thing, the other tends to happen. So that's my first thought on the game. As for the side, it would probably be Arkansas or pass for me. It does feel a little fishy that Notre Dame is such a small favorite. It opened at 7, then went to 6.5. Now it's at 5.5. We haven't seen any buyback yet on the Irish, so no play for me. Probably be Arkansas or nothing at this point, but an under would also be a play that I would consider. Another team that's taken a ton of money so far has been the Washington Huskies. Look ahead early line for this game last week was Ohio State minus 13.5. Now we are all the way down to 8.5. There has been nothing but Washington money coming in on this game. Feels very familiar to Tennessee, Georgia, and Georgia Tech, Clemson, where those games opened at 7 and they just got bet down immediately, and you never saw any buy, especially in the Clemson game, you never saw any buyback from Clemson in that game. If we don't see any buyback from Ohio State, if this just stays at 8.5 or maybe keeps going down, I would take Washington plus the points, and I'd also take some money line as well. When the schedule came out, everybody was looking at Ohio State, Texas, Ohio State, Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan. This was the game that I had circled, though, was Ohio State going out to Seattle against a talented Washington team. And I think Washington's going to hang around. Crazy stat that I saw about the Buckeyes is that they have won 20 straight games off of a bye week. They're coming off a bye week this week. So if Washington does get up early, you can get a nice plus money bet on Ohio State. Might be a good live bet opportunity as well, but certainly another interesting game. And then finally, LSU and Ole Miss. Ole Miss, a 2.5-point favorite total in the game, is sitting at 55.5. Has anybody's resume aged worse than LSU? We all thought that Clemson win beginning of the season was terrific. Now look how Clemson's turned out. Thought the Florida win was a decent one. Now look how that's turned out. So we don't really know what LSU is at this point. Problem is, we don't really know what Ole Miss is at this point either. This is an absolute stay away from me. I think it's a great game to bet live, and you should never tease college football, but LSU plus 8.5 does feel like a decent teaser this week against Ole Miss. All right, you guys, let's keep it rolling. Talk my top 10 teams in college football. Number one, still going to be Ohio State. They have the win against Texas. They're defending national champions. Their defenses look great. Julian Sain has been much better at this point in the season than I thought he would be, and I think a lot of people did. So Ohio State, still my number one team. Miami, I'm going to put them at number two. They're 15-1 to win the national title. We all know football is won at the line of scrimmage, and There aren't many teams better offensive line, defensive line than the Canes. Those two edge rushers they have are outstanding. Their O-line's very good. Running backs, wide receivers, terrific. It's all going to be about Carson Beck. And you've already seen it early this season, the ups and downs. Beck can look great one game. He can look not so great another. But the Canes are really, really good. And right now, they're my number two team. I'll put Penn State at number three. They haven't played anybody yet this season. We're going to see what happens against Oregon on Saturday. Texas, I'll put them at number four. They are plus 700 to win the national championship. It's really about that defense. So much talk about Arch because of how much hype was coming in on him at the start of the season, and it's overshadowing how great that Texas defense is, how talented they are on that side of the ball. Look, I told you guys, you know, I wasn't high on Arch coming into the season, certainly not as high as anybody, as a lot of people were. He does have some growing to do, but Sark is still a very good coach. I think Arch is going to get better. They have a bye week this week for hopefully him to get healthy. I'll still put Texas at number four. Georgia's going to be number five for me at plus 700. Big question we had about Georgia was Gunnar Stockton, and that game against Tennessee, I think, answered a lot of questions. Looking forward to see what they do against Bama on Saturday. Oregon will put them at number six. Oregon hasn't played anybody. I think they're more overrated than a lot of people do up to this point. I like Penn State in that game. We'll get into that more tomorrow, but I think Oregon's number six right now. Oklahoma will put them at number seven. Oklahoma's defense is the real deal. One of the top defenses in the country, and Mateer is a terrific quarterback. LSU's all the way down to eight for me. LSU's defense is really good. Offense is still a work in progress, and again, those wins that we initially thought were really good have not aged very well. Texas Tech, I'll put them at number nine. Beatdown of Utah on Saturday. They won that game by 24 points. They could have won that game by 40. They controlled it from start to finish, and that was with Baron Morton getting injured for most of the second half, their starting quarterback. So if he comes back, like Texas Tech a lot. And then Tennessee, I'll put them at number 10. They're 35-1 to win the title. Tennessee easily could have beaten Georgia. If they did and they were undefeated, they'd be a top 10 team and they'd be way higher on this list, but they should have won. Aguilar's look great. I'll put Tennessee at number 10, 35-1 to win the title. All right, you guys, talk a little baseball here on Send It In. Final week of the regular season. Everybody's so caught up in football. There's a lot going on, but these markets right now, these future markets in the MLB are really intriguing, especially the AL Central, where the Tigers are only one game up on the Guardians right now. Detroit is a minus 145 favorite to win the division, and Cleveland is plus 110. They start a three-game series tomorrow. Guardians have all the momentum. They've won 9 of their last 10 games. Tigers have lost 9 of their last 10 games. This is going to be a playoff series starting Tuesday. Tuesday, it's essentially going to be that wild card series, that best of three. That's what this series is going to be. And the Tigers are built a little bit better for the postseason. They have the better manager, the better pitching staff, an ace in Skubal. So I lean Tigers in these kind of games. I think they win the division, but it's incredible that the Guardians have made it this interesting up to this point. As for the AL futures market and the NL futures market, man, these have gotten really interesting as well. How about the Seattle Mariners are now favored to win the American League after they sweep Houston, take control of the AL West, look like they're going to be one of the top two teams in the American League. They are now plus 225 to win the AL. For me, guys, betting Seattle at peak price to be a favorite to win the American League at the top price is like betting the Ravens or the Bills to win the American League at top. Like, until they prove to us that they can do it, I can't bet that. I think right now the value is probably on the Yankees at plus 360. Those three pitchers that they have with Fried, Rodon, and Heel. The lineup is going to determine what happens with the Yankees in October, but the bullpen's been much better. I like their starters at the top of that rotation. I think there's value right now on the Yankees. That would probably be the team that I would look at in the American League. And then in the National League, man, the Dodgers are now the second betting favorite in the NL with how they've played over the last few months, with how the Phillies have played, even despite the Zach Wheeler injury. Philadelphia is your favorite to win the NL, and now I see value on the Dodgers. I also think whoever gets that final wild card spot between the Mets and the Reds could be worth a bet as well. Because I've had that feeling all year in the National League that one of those teams, whoever just kind of bats their way in, is going to end up maybe causing some damage. And I see the Mets and the Reds as two teams that both could do some damage. So right now, the Mets are 18-1. Reds are 20-1. Reds control their own destiny with six games left to play. I think either of those teams get in, they're worth a bet to win the National League as well. But Dodgers, Yankees might be headed for a rematch of the World Series. I think both good value on those teams. All right, you guys, let's talk a little PJ's plays. Wrap the show, our favorite bet of the day. Marcell Ozuna is going to be my play today in going streaking. Only three MLB games. Ozuna's going up against Mackenzie Gore, 7-for-17 in his career. We're going to take Ozuna, who is batting 412 in his career against Mackenzie Gore. That'll be our play today in going streaking. Jahmyr Gibbs, over 25.5 receiving yards against the Ravens, is going to be my favorite prop play. I do like Lamar. Longest pass completion, over 38.5. I like Derrick Henry. Longest rush, over 18.5. And I like Jahmyr Gibbs over receiving yards as well. If the Lions are trailing and Gibbs is such a great receiver, a lot of dink and dunk tonight from Jared Goff, I'll take Gibbs over receiving yards. Dog of the day is going to be Illinois +7 against USC. Again, since 2013, USC, when they played a game in an Eastern or Central time zone, 1-13 straight up and against the spread. They are always awful in these kind of spots, and you're getting Illinois off of a horrible performance, giving up 63. I'll take Illinois +7. And then my favorite bet for tonight, Ravens first half -2.5 against the Lions. Get in, get out, and for my sake, let's hope that the Ravens don't have a fourth quarter collapse. But we like them in the first half, -2.5. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Tomorrow, Patrick Garbin joins us to preview Bama and Georgia. Looking forward to it. See you guys then. Have a good rest of your day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.